The Heart Foundation is leading the fight against heart disease. So this September, when our Big Heart Appeal volunteers knock on your door, please give generously or donate today at heartfoundation.org.au/bigheart because your big heart really can help others.
Well, yesterday, Julie Gillard had her turn at the Hayden Royal Commission into answering questions about the AWU slush fund that she helped establish in 1992 for her then-boyfriend, former AWU official Bruce Wilson. She denied renovations at her Melbourne home were ever paid for by Wilson or the AWU. She rejected, quote, as completely untrue, the evidence of the builder, Athol James, who testified he saw Wilson give Gillard, quote, wads of notes, unquote, to cover the cost of the renovations. She rejected the evidence of AWU whistleblowers Wayne Hem and Ralph Blewett, who said they were aware of tradesmen at Gillard's house being paid by the AWU. She rejected Blewett's evidence that he paid a tradesman $7,000 cash on Wilson's instructions. She rejected Wayne Hem's evidence that Wilson handed him $5,000 in 1995 and instructed him to deposit in Gillard's bank account. She said she didn't, quote, remember $5,000 being paid into my account. She said she was certain she'd paid for the renovations at her house, but in a 1995 taped interview with Slater and Gordon, she wasn't so sure. During that interview, she said she couldn't rule out some of her renovations could have been paid for with AWU slush fund money. On these issues, the Royal Commission has boiled down to a he-says, she-says scenario because bank records extending back to the 90s no longer exist. But however this concludes, I think Australia has made up its mind.
The Heart Foundation is leading the fight against heart disease. So this September, when our Big Heart Appeal volunteers knock on your door, please give generously or donate today at heartfoundation.org.au/bigheart because your big heart really can help others.